Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yeah, welcome along to the podcast with Jade, Strainey and Damien. A manic Monday, that's for sure.
Manic Monday indeed. We're back with a bang. This is it. The world has changed already for us all, hasn't it?
Certainly has. We're in greater lockdown and, well, Jade's not in lockdown at all, but now all construction being halted right across New South Wales. It's pretty massive. It's huge news, really.
Yeah, it is. You know what? I was looking at you, Jade, there. And
I was just waiting for you to go on. I feel like I've tuned into a news bulletin. That's why I'm like waiting to get the latest COVID numbers.
No. We're not going to give you any of that.
You were like, these lads are just on a rant here.
Let's go. Yeah, no, that's
they're like, people are tuning in for fun, not to hear about COVID.
This is just the podcast. So, you know, like the 14 people that actually tune in.
It's not 14. Jade, I believe we're up to 16 now. So,
okay.
Wow. See, it's just, that's false advertising because you're actually making out to people that we're smart and that we know what we're talking about, and they're going to listen to the podcast and they're going to be completely let down.
Yeah. What are these idiots on about?
Disappointed. Well, look, if you want to be disappointed, listen out now because
there's
some
is.
Great disappointed breaks. That's not true.
Thanks, Motley.
That's not true. They're awesome. Every one of them.
Thanks.
Awesome. Every one of them.
On the weekend, boys, I discovered something big.
Ooh.
The quickest way to kill passion.
Oh, hello.
All right.
What happened?
Well, it was Mine and Milko's anniversary yesterday.
Oh, so, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much.
How many years?
6 years.
Oh, you're only like new kids in the block.
We really are. But look, we've been together for 9 years, but it's our 6th anniversary and we're still wrapping our heads around actually having an anniversary. This is the first year we've remembered.
Oh, well done. That's nice.
Yep.
Always a good start.
Mm. Well, and I only remembered because one of my friends sent me a picture on Saturday and went, oh, look, it was this time like 6 years ago we were going down to Kangaroo Valley Bush Retreat for your wedding. And I was like, oh, that's right. Milko, it's our anniversary tomorrow. Quick, we're going to organise something. We're going to do something. So we ended up going down to Stoic in Gerringong for a very romantic lunch with a couple of beers and a couple of kids in tow too, which is always fun.
Oh, nice.
Okay. All right.
Our babysitter's in lockdown at the moment. Everyone can relate. When we got back, though, Mama Jude, bless her cotton socks, she bought us some chocolates. We had a card there, some flowers. And she said, I got you chocolates because it's your 6th wedding anniversary and the 6 years is represented by candy.
Oh, I never knew that.
No,
all right.
I did not know that.
Okay, very nice.
So I was like, Mum, that's so beautiful. She goes, look, I'm even going to cook you guys some dinner. She cooked us dinner, a beautiful roast, salmon, potatoes and everything, even lit the candles.
Wow.
It was very nice.
Oh, gee, very romantic,
very
actually.
Romantic.
Yeah. Very romantic. But how did it all get? What happened?
Well, she did that, and then she helped us put the kids to bed, so the kids were all in bed. It was great, you know, really feeling the romance. And Mum goes, look, you two, this is just time for you two, okay, because it is your anniversary. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
And she put on Marvin Gaye.
Her final parting gift was to put on some music for us.
Oh, she did?
Oh. Yeah. Oh. It was this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Wow.
Is she mad?
So when you wanted to increase your passion, you hear your workmate, and that is your passion killer.
Yes. So think of blowing up balloon that's not tight at the end and that's getting deflated. That's pretty much how things went from there.
Hey, listen, I will have you know that many a little bambino was, you know what I'm saying?
Look, can I just say, my husband likes you, Damien, but not so much that he wants you in the bedroom with us.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
On Wave FM's Fun Breakfast.
Lockdown.
Jade's Lockdown Life Hack.
All right. Hey, we got a life hack coming our way.
That's right.
This is exciting.
A lot of people are in lockdown at the moment, and I want to make it a little less painful for you all with some life hacks that you can implement to make life better.
Oh, I
like
your style.
As good as it can be in lockdown.
This is cool.
So, a lot of people are Zooming. In fact, we're Zooming right now, and a lot of people have to Zoom for work and do everything from home. So I've got a little life hack for you so that you can actually have a drink while you're doing your work Zoom, and nobody will be any the wiser.
Oh, like as an alcoholic drink.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Okay, all right.
So, you know, if
all
you're right. on a work Zoom and you're like, you know what, I really feel like a bevy. I know it's only 11 a.m, but still. Well, here's a life hack for you so that no one will ever know if you're having a cheeky little bevy before you knock off, okay? So all you need is a coffee cup and a tea bag.
All right.
And basically, all you need to do is, like, cut the end off the tea bag here. So just snip it off.
Oh, no.
And then put it in your coffee cup and then tape it on the inside. And so whenever you are having a drink, everyone thinks you're having a cup of tea because you've even got the tea bag hanging out of the side.
My
but
goodness
you can put whatever
me.
You want in that. Wine, vodka, champagne. Here's something I prepared earlier.
Yeah. Isn't that the cup you always drink out of every single day?
Yes.
Is there something you'd like to reveal right now? What's in that cup right now?
It's pineapple juice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, with
yeah.
bubbles in
no,
it.
Oh, yeah. No, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Jade will be it's hiccuping fresh. In just minutes.
How else do you think I can get through the morning with you two?
Jeez, scandalous.
Great lockdown life hack.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
That was the wonderful Pink there. And Pink is wonderful, isn't she?
She is.
She's
very
wonderful.
Talented woman.
But can you imagine if Pink's name, her band name or her artist name, was changed by adding one word?
Mm.
It could be Pink Bits.
Damien.
What? What?
Is that what you were thinking while that song was on?
No, you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
In my defense, I didn't make that up. Okay,
please.
No. We put up a meme on Facebook. All right, we said, okay, destroy a band name by adding one word.
Right.
All right. And actually, I have the definitive list.
Okay.
All right. This is a Pink Bits was one of them, by the way. I did not come up with it.
Wasn't your creative work?
I had nothing to do with it. All right, like
also, none of this is your creative
very
work.
Clever,
I'm not. I'm taking no credit for anything that's rude from here point this point onwards. What about Flock of Dead Seagulls?
Oh yeah, Flock of Seagulls.
Like what happened there? Flock of Dead Seagulls.
Yeah.
Dire Rhea Straits.
Oh God, yeah, that's not good.
What about this band? Okay, we all love this.
Oh yeah.
All right.
What are you going to do to Fleetwood Mac?
What if it was called Fleetwood Big Mac?
Oh, hey. Some people would say that's an improvement.
Hey, don't mock Fleetwood Mac.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, well, some people like Big Mac, so they'd be like,
actually,
hey.
That's the best of two worlds. You got the band and you got also Big Mac on the side. I like that. Okay. What about these guys? Now, they're Aussie classics, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Holy Grail by Hunters and Collectors.
What if
you can't ruin them, Hunters and Collectors.
What if they were called Hunters and Debt Collectors?
Oh,
you wouldn't
Muttley
be able to talk to them, would you? Oh, no, Muttley almost came.
Come on. There's a whole list of them. They've got the Infected Birds of Tokyo. All right.
That's good.
Destiny's Illegitimate Child.
Oh, very good. That is very good.
That's some clever answers.
Yeah, very good.
Spice Rack Girls. Spice Rack.
Yeah, okay. Spice Rack Girls.
Crowded Outhouse.
Oh,
very clever. That's awesome. Where's this up on our Facebook page?
This is on our Facebook page, and you can get people can get involved and get on there and change the name of anything they want. But I think the one that caught me the most is this. Yeah, remember these guys?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, big success, this band.
Huge.
Hanson.
Yes.
What if they had been called Pauline Hanson? Please explain why we're not successful.
Please explain.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Yesterday, a mate of ours, Andrew, he owns Stoke Brewery down in Gerringong. And because we're obviously not in full lockdown at the moment, we popped down there for a little bit of lunch.
Oh.
He was down there drinking his wares.
If only.
Because...
He's
having a baby today, so he's so nervous. Wow. He goes, "I've just got to come down and have a beer."
Fair
and
enough.
Just like de-stress.
Yeah.
So they're heading up to Wollongong Hospital now, actually. So good luck, Andrew and Rachel.
Yeah.
Best of luck.
No, not Andrew. Good luck, Rachel.
I know.
Andrew doesn't have to do anything. He's just got to stand there and kind of look pretty or something.
Take photos.
Oh, that's right. Well, he said, you know what I'm nervous about? Not necessarily the labour. I'm nervous about how long I'm not going to be sleeping for. And I'm like, you're right, mate. You're right. Yeah, I'd move it to the brewery if I was you. Just stay here.
Yeah, I know. Gee.
It is probably one of the most nerve-wracking things, but that you'll go through the birth of your child because it's so unknown. You don't know how it's going to turn out.
Mm.
And you just hope that everything's going to be A-OK. But, I mean, the good thing is Wollongong Hospital is such a great hospital and so well equipped with their neonatal unit. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a couple of friends who have had to use it recently. One of them had twins and so she was in the neonatal unit. She said she didn't even see her room. So she spent.
Oh, she was just there all the time. Oh,
wow. All the times. Yeah. And because they've got it well equipped so that you can actually stay in there for as long as you need to because they're all about that skin to skin contact. They reckon that that's one of the most, best bonding experiences for mum and bub. But it also has been proven that it really improves their health and their chance of survival and recovery.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and so I saw on Facebook over the weekend, one of the nurses there who also used the neonatal unit, she's got a little bit of a GoFundMe set up to get some more of those recliner chairs because my mate Kel, she basically slept in hers.
Yeah.
And they're like a big armchair that kind of goes back into like a single bed. But it just means that you can stay there for hours with your bub on you. And according to Rebecca McNamara, she's saying that a lot of them are just broken and not working now, so she's trying to get some cash together because they cost like $4,000 each.
Wow.
And, you know, Wollongong's a public hospital, so they only get so much funding. So she's got a little GoFundMe set up. I just donated some money then because I know for friends that I know have had to use the neonatal unit, those chairs were just an absolute godsend. So if you want to help out.
Well, I think it's a wonderful cause because especially, as you said, in the neonatal ward, all you'll want to do is spend time with your baby. That's the only thing you'll want to do. You've just given birth to this little tiny person who you've brought into the world, and that is the only thing you'll want to do. And if you can make that a little bit more comfortable and a little bit more accessible for people, well, then why wouldn't you?
Yeah, exactly.
That's right.
Hey, at the moment, their goal is $25,000. At the moment, they've got $2,535. So, seriously, donate if you can. It's all for the babies, and it's all for Wollongong Hospital, too. So, that's what it's all about.
That's it. You never know if you're going to ever need it. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
And to Rachel, good luck. To Andrew, just get on the drink.
Just get going, Andrew. You know what to do.
He's probably taken a couple of travellers with him.
That's right. I know that they do have a listen at Wollongong Hospital. You're doing amazing work to the team up there at Wollongong Hospital.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.